Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 158, Importance of Right Doctrine. How do you view the doctrine of the Bible? Is it just something for religious leaders and theologians to wrangle over, or does it serve a higher purpose than that? With over 450 different denominations in the world today, all claiming to be Christian, yet all teaching different doctrines, this becomes an interesting question, to say the least. Any reasonable person would have to admit that these various religious organizations are teaching different doctrines, else they would have no reason to exist. For instance, if, say, a Baptist believed just like a Catholic, then why would there be a Baptist church? For that Baptist would be just as happy in a Catholic church. The different churches represent different doctrines. But the real question is, what does God think of all these different doctrines? Does He care at all what you believe, teach, and practice religiously? Let's see if we can answer that from the Bible. First, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, 1 Corinthians 14:33 says. And in His Bible, He reveals only one consistent set of doctrines for today. In fact, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 1, 6, and 7 that to change the gospel of Christ is to produce not another gospel, as though there could properly be more than one, but a change in the gospel of Christ simply produces a perversion of that one true gospel. Most or all of these denominations, then, must be teaching a changed, which is to say perverted, doctrine different from that of the Bible. Men say, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere. But contrast this with Jesus' words, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. When He said that, He was referring to knowing the Bible, the Word of God, for the truth is the Word of God, John 17:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17 says. But Paul points out in 1 Corinthians 15:14 that if the preaching or teaching is wrong, it is not then the Word of God, and the faith it produces is in vain. He goes on to say that, in that case, verse 17, "Ye are yet in your sins." Is right doctrine important? As important as having a right faith? As important as the taking away of sins? As important as going to heaven? You cannot believe a lie and be pleasing to God. In fact, 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 says that if you don't love the truth, and loving it means upholding it, that God Himself will send a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth. The old Apostle John wrote, in the little letter of 2 John, of his joy upon finding many Christians walking in truth, verse 4. Then he spoke of the doctrine of Christ, verse 9, and said, verse 10, "If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Let no one tell you otherwise. Right doctrine is important. It is all important. We must believe and teach and practice exactly what the Bible says if we want God's approval. And so all Christians, like Paul, must be set for the defense of the gospel against all error, Philippians 1:17. They must earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, Jude 3. These things are not optional. They are required of all that would follow Christ. Right doctrine is that important. God said long ago through the prophet Hosea, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," Hosea 4:6. We really have no choice. We must be right doctrinally if we would be right religiously.